it got really dark for me. And I have three kids, right? I still have to be the chipper mom and do the things. And it was getting really exhausting for me.
After her divorce, Amy Vanderbeek found herself in a difficult new life. Suddenly, she was a single mom, looking for ways to support her young family and make her way in a brand new life. As she sat in church one Sunday morning, everything felt dark, until she heard a shout from God. That set her on a new path. She shares her story with us today. Episode 5 of the So God Made a Mother podcast starts now.
Hi, friends. We are so happy to have Amy Vanderbeek with us today. Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, hey, Carolyn.
Good morning. Hey, hi, I'm here too.
We're diving in with more whisper stories. And Amy, before we get into yours, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. I was a stay-at-home mom. It's weird because that's not how I identify anymore. I was a stay-at-home mom for 10 years. And then my ex-husband and I separated, and all these God stories started coming out and playing into my life. So since then, I have been working. I've been building my own practice of mediation, which kind of stemmed out of a lot of the experiences that I did go through myself, and pushing forward. And it has always been hurdles here and there, and I have accepted them with a full heart because of these God stories and the beauty of people around you when you're in those situations. It's been a very beautiful experience.
And Amy is a writer who has written for Her View from Home a few times, right? And you have a blog. Tell us about your blog quick too.
Yes. So I started my blog because I am an external processor. Everybody around me knows it. I could only burden my closest friends for so long. And so I did.
You're in good company because we get that. Right?
So I started a blog to kind of talk about my experiences. I found when I was kind of starting my journey as a single mom, there wasn't a lot of like faith-based single mom things to read and look at and learn from. And so as I've been experiencing things, I've kind of been putting them out there on my blog too.
And it's called 50% Life, right?
50% Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I think we just want to have you kind of tell us a little bit about your story, about your, I know you say you've had a lot of God whispers, or whatever we like to call it, we call them whispers. So maybe you want to just kind of take us through a little bit of your story.
Yes, absolutely. So I'd be remiss not to talk about the very first one because it's so controversial. But when I was finding a new home, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had no money. Where I'm living now fell into my lap. It was actually a neighbor who had his rental coming available the same month. And so I was like, okay, I got to take it. I took it. And then like, well, where am I going to get money for this? And then COVID happened, which for most people were like really set back and in hard times. And it actually helped kind of catapult me forward because it gave me some more resources that I could use to get started. And so that kind of sets the stage for how the next several years have gone. And then kind of my biggest, closest to my heart story that I have happened last spring. It was a really, really bad breakup. It was the first, like, I would say love of my life breakup that I truly had. And I was going through really, really dark times having, I did the divorce thing already. And then I lost this person. And like, what am I doing? It sunk me very, very deep. I didn't know how to get out of bed and do everyday things. And I had experienced anxiety and depression before, but this was different. This is one that I did write about on my blog, and it was a very dark time. I would go to church every Sunday, hoping to be kind of pulled out of it. Worship was my peaceful place. It would stop those angry, mean voices in my head. We all have those internal dialogues, and mine was the biggest bully. Like, I've experienced bullies too, and it was the meanest bully I could ever listen to, and I couldn't shake it. And so,
isn't it crazy how we do that to ourselves?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
I do it too.
And how do we, how do you train somebody out of that, right? Positive talk, but then it's one positive talk versus that internal. It's tough. And I was struggling to really pull myself out of that. I would go and just listen to worship, or I'd listen to worship music at home, and it's just peaceful. It was a peaceful feeling until that wasn't even cutting it. And it got really dark for me. And I have three kids, right? I still have to be the chipper mom and do the things. And it was getting really exhausting for me. And one day in church, I was sitting there and I was listening to worship music, and I'm like, oh, this is a rough day. And I close my eyes and really try to almost meditate, which I am a terrible meditator. I can't focus.
Because we talk to ourselves then when we're,
right,
you know.
Right. And maybe that's that external processor in us, right? So I couldn't hear the music. That is when it kind of got a little scary. I got very emotional. I couldn't even hear the music. I closed my eyes. All I could hear was that it was almost like arguing in me, right? And it was almost outside of myself. I couldn't bring myself centered again. And I just prayed and I prayed. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear this calm, deep, strong voice just say, stop. It was so firm, but it was not scary. It was just this loud stop. And I opened my eyes and I'm like, who's yelling in church? This is very inappropriate. But nobody, I mean, everybody around me was singing. And in that moment, I opened my eyes. I could hear the music again. I could see the people around me again. It was like, I came back in and I just suddenly this internal voice is saying, that's not you. That's not true. That is somebody trying to convince you of something that is not true. And you are loved and you have a purpose. Like, come back to me. This isn't accurate information that you're telling yourself. And it was a night and day difference. I felt lighter and I didn't believe it. I'm like, okay, I'm crazy. Nah, I've lost it. But I went home that day and woke up the next morning and got out of bed. Like, it was hard, but it was manageable. I felt more strength behind me. That dark depression was gone. And I cannot explain it any other way. It was something very, very powerful.
When you were sitting in that pew and praying, what was your prayer? Interested by that.
You know what? Desperation. Just be here with me. I wasn't even asking for a miracle. I just didn't want to be alone. I wanted it to stop. I needed help. And it was just, please help. Be here with me. I need you right now. Like, please help me. And it happened.
How long ago was that?
That was last May.
Last May.
Yeah. And I have not turned back since.
And for you, it was, you said, like an audible voice, because this is so interesting to us too, because it's different for everyone when they explain what the whisper was kind of like, or how they knew that it was a whisper from God. But for you, it was a voice that you heard.
It so was.
You knew right away.
It was not a whisper. It was firm. It was like a dad telling his kid to stop. It was audible. I thought it was somebody around me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is just wild. I mean, it's just.
I was hesitant to tell anybody that because it is a little intimidating to admit. And I finally told my best
friend. Crazy Amy. Yeah,
I know.
Nobody's going to.
We've talked about this before in earlier podcasts. We said, it's not like you saw Jesus like chilling up at the front of the altar with like a pop in his hand. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're seeing him in a taco or whatever, but that it's so hard to like, because it's that fine line of, did you hear him or are you losing your mind? And I know there have been moments in my story when I'll tell Carolyn these, and a lot of people know now too. It's like, I haven't actually heard a voice, but I look back at situations and I know it was God's hand in that because I couldn't have done that particular moment on my own. And so it's so interesting how it comes to people differently.
There's a knowing in that. And that's like when COVID happened or this house happened, like how ironic is that? There's too much irony to be irony. There's a hand in that. And there's a knowing, a peaceful knowing when you experience it.
Can you
That's
go back
another
to that?
Common thing. Yeah. Is that peace, right? Yeah. That's another common thing is people have told us a lot, like all of a sudden I just feel a peace or a knowing or an understanding or something, which is
it is. Funny. Yeah.
And also you had mentioned though, with that peace, it doesn't mean it wasn't hard still.
Right.
It was still hard, but you just knew now the next steps that you had to take.
Yeah. Cause it's not like we've talked about this too. It's not like a magic wand, you know, like it's not. Some people might listen and think, oh, this is all just like woo-woo crazy magic stories you're telling or whatever. And it's like, no, because there is another part of it. And that is you having to take in what you feel in your heart or what you hear in your head, however that comes to you, and act, you know, or respond in a way. You can't just sit and be like, let the miracle happen. You know,
you still have to do
happen. You know, that happens.
Right.
But you know,
but there's still the work behind it. Yeah. Like it's more like a opening of a path for you. Right. And then you have that confidence and peace to do what you need to do, but
yeah. Or a clarity maybe.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we go, can we dive into a little bit of the early story when the first divorce, right? Is that when some of the first moments happened? I was just curious about that too.
Yeah. Yeah. There were several, and that is actually what, let's take it back just a little further. My son and my daughter, who were 4 and 5 at the time, were the ones that asked to go to the church. So we hadn't been going to church. I grew up in the church, but you know, it kind of fell by the wayside. And then when my 4 and 5 year old pointed to a church, says, "Is that where Jesus lives?" And I'm like, "I don't know Jesus. And how do you know that's a church?" And so it, that's what truly brought us back to going to church, was just about a year before our divorce. So thankfully, once the divorce had started, I had that community and I really leaned into it. And there was a lot of faith and prayer behind it. And things, like people come out to help you. So much unknown. I had no money. I had nowhere to live. I had debt now. And I had to take care of 3 little humans. How is this even possible? And things just started falling into place. And there's no way I could explain it away. A house coming available to rent that I could afford, the help that and extra resources that came with COVID. Like, how does that happen? There was one point where I was in a Kohl's needing to shop for shoes, and I needed shoes for interviewing to get like office jobs. But I also needed shoes for the lunch lady job that I had. Those are 2 very different shoes. Do I want to like get the office job or keep the job I have? I couldn't afford both pairs. And just out of nowhere, this woman came over, dropped 2 20s in a shoebox and like ran away. And she just like, and before she ran away, I should say, she's like, "Get both pairs," and walked away. It was, and so it was insane. I cried. That. And then when I collected myself, I'm like, I need to find this woman and thank her. And I could not find her anywhere.
Oh. And she was a stranger to you?
She was a total stranger. I was sitting there with 2 pairs of shoes and she just walked up with 220. She said, "Get both pairs."
So those moments too, we've published quite a few of those on our social media pages too, of when people feel in that moment that they are supposed to give, they don't know why, but they just feel like this is something they should do.
Yeah.
And gosh, I bet she has no idea how that impacted you.
Yeah.
What a simple gesture.
Simple.
And I love how you had mentioned that too, because people can look at that and think that's coincidence, but that's not possible.
In that timing.
That's God.
Yeah. Yep. So God has taken care of me these past 5 years. I'm not sure how we would have made it as far as we have. And now I have a beautiful mediation practice that I do, helping other women and couples and families kind of get through some of those hard things. So it's been a beautiful experience.
And to have that story that you have helps you now be able to help other people. That's so cool. That's so cool. That's so cool about that.
That's our theme. God's cool. I mean, he has it all planned out.
He does.
We're writers, aren't we, Leslie? We're like, that's so cool.
Amy, this was really wonderful. We will be sure to include your links on the show notes so everyone can find you and follow along.
Thank you for sharing your story with us and being here this morning. It was lovely to chat with you.
It was an honor. Thank you. Good to see you guys.
All right, Leslie, until next time, remember,
the world needs your story.